He's kicked 101 and 102. One transmitter and one receiver. That was many years ago, and a friend of mine had to, it was made for satellite work is what it was made for, constructed that way. So we had to do a little bit of dismantling and going back down to regular transmitter work, but it worked very nicely for what it had to do there. Back to you.
QSL Art, VE5ARJ, this is VE2 Victor Bravo. I remember those quite well, 101 and EATKIT. Like I said, just the name, today's, when you pronounce EATKIT nowadays, sounds like vintage because they've been out of production for quite some time now. Thank you very much for checking in, and looking forward to hear from you next week on another TransCanada Net on Sunday, 13 hours Eastern Time. Any more station that would like to check in, this is the TransCanada Net, and today's question is, do you own vintage amateur radio equipment? And we don't want to have your full inventory of vintage if you're a collector, but what is your favorite one, and how many times are you using it in a year? VE2, VB, please come now.
Victor Echo 4, Golf Whiskey Sierra. Victor Echo 4, Golf Whiskey Sierra, George and Brandon.
QSL, George and Brandon, Victor Echo 4, Golf Whiskey Sierra. Go ahead.
Forgot to mention, I'm mobile, just heading over to another friend's where he's going to build me a wind a toroid for me, and hopefully I'm going to put up a new antenna in the next week or so, and I do not have any vintage equipment. Back to net.
QSL George, so you plan building an N-Fed dipole, right?
No, it's not an N-Fed, it's just a dipole. It's a modified G5RV type that's 45-foot legs, and I can't remember the name of it. It's a bunch of letters. Back to net.
QSL, because I'm looking myself for a new HF antenna for 40 and 80, and I got a three-element tri-bander, mostly TA-33, and that's the senior version with the 2kW trap, even though I'm not using amplifier. I'm running barefoot 100, but I'm looking for to build an N-Fed antenna for mostly for use on 40 and 80 meters. So have a great day. Thanks for checking in, George, and look forward to hear from you again. Are there any more station that would like to check in? This is the TransCanada Net, VE2, Vector Bravo Unit Control. Please come now.
Victor Echo 4, Alpha, Mobile, Rick.
Rick, you're in the noise. I got Victor Echo 4, Alpha, ? Please give me your suffix again, please. QSL, Victor Echo 4, Alpha Quebec Uniform. Rick, I got you this time, but there's pretty much noise over your transmission, so go ahead.
Sorry about that. I'm mobile and not that close to the repeater, I guess. I won't keep it. I have no vintage equipment other than my old CB radio from the 70s, and I do like looking for some other hams, and I was playing with their old vintage stuff, but interesting topic. Thanks for staying in at CB4AQU, mobile, back in it.
QSL, 100%. Even though you have noise over your transmission, we got everything done this time. VE4 Alpha Quebec Uniform Mobile, VE2 Victor Bravo. Thanks for checking in, Rick, and hope to hear from you next week. QRZ, any more station that would like to check in? There are 11 minutes left to this net before some of the links close, so please come now. VE2, Victor Bravo is your net control.
VE3RZW Mobile.
Kilo Juliet, over.
Okay, I got a mobile station, Vector Echo 3, Romeo Zulu Whiskey, I think it is. Is the call correct?
It's correct. VE3RZW Mobile, Oshawa, Ontario, Canada.
QSL, sir. You were the first, so go ahead and I'll pick the other station right after you. So did you want to answer the question as if you own vintage amateur radio equipment?
The question was the first radio I ever had. The first radio I'm talking on right now, which is a 2980, Yaesu 2980 mobile.
I don't even know that number. 2980, Yaesu FT 2980.
I think I must have lost you there. It's just being mobile. Sometimes you're in and sometimes you're out. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you're making it through quite good. I have nothing to say about your quantity of signal, but it's pretty good. And okay, for your FT-2980. Thank you, Rick. Have a great day, and looking forward to hear from you next week. There was a UK station, I think, that came right after V3. Please come again.
Mike 7 Foxtrot Kilo Juliet. Mike 7 Foxtrot Kilo Juliet. Over.
QSL, John, Mike 7 Fox Kilo Juliet. Go ahead. Do you own any vintage radio, your favorite ones, and how often are you using it?
Roger, it's Mike 7 Fox Kilo Juliet. No, unfortunately, I don't have any vintage radios. I've only had a license for about 3 or 4 years. But probably my earliest recollection of using certainly proper radio sets, for any of you who are in the military, was the old Klansman HF set, over.
QSL. Thank you, John. Thanks for your participation to this week on the TransCanada Net. And look forward to hear from you next week. Do we have any further station that would like the chickens? Anywhere in the world. VE2, Victor Bravo. 10 minutes left.
November 9, Romeo Alpha 3,
Hotel Echo Sierra Mobile.
Okay, I got a station Echo Sierra Mobile, your full call, and there's November 9 before that. So November 9, give me your full call, and then I'll pick the other one after.
November 9, Romeo Echo Sierra.
QSL, 100% copy. November 9, Romeo Echo Sierra, stand by. What was the other station that came right after that?
Echo 7, Hotel Yankee, Florida.
Hotel Echo Sierra.
Okay, I got double station, a UK station, and a Victor Alpha 3 Hotel Echo Sierra, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, well, stand by, guys. November 9, Romeo Echo Sierra. Go first. Go ahead.
Yes, I have several vintage radios. I use them daily. Yaesu FT-736R. Back to net. NNRES.
Yeah, are you using it for satellite, ISS, or something like that?
I used to. I haven't done any of that, but I'm thinking about getting back into it again.
Me too. To get back into that part of the hobby, I just bought a 9700 from HICOM, but I'm familiar with the FT-736R because that was one very good radio for satellite communication back then in the early 80s, I should say. And then I bought a TS-790, which I was also very satisfied with. But nowadays, with modern equipment, 9700 is more suitable for that with built-in audio cards and control. And if you want to go back into it, consider looking at the software called Satellite Tracking. It's available on the Microsoft Store. It's one of the best. It matches my 9700 perfectly as frequency control and everything. Thanks for checking in. November 9, Romeo Echo Sierra, and hope to hear from you next week. Victor Alpha 3, was your call sign correct? Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Echo Sierra, VE2, Victor Bravo?
VE2, Victor Bravo on the rest of the net. Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Echo Sierra Mobile. The only, I guess, the oldest bird in my collection is a TS-2000, which I... it's a daily driver for FM and sideband VHF, UHF. It's probably my favorite. You know, I got a whole bunch of newer ones, but that one's close to my heart. That's all. Back to net control.
QSL, thank you, Mark. Victor Alpha 3, Hotel Echo Sierra, VE2, Victor Breville. I do own a TS-2000, but actually... it's somewhere in a box in the basement of my garage and needs some repair. I just got it from a friend who passed away and needs some repair on the radio. But it's a very good radio, and I do consider putting it back on onto operation. 73, have a great day. There was, right after you, there was a UK station that came in that I could not pick the call because of doubling. QRZ, that's a UK station, VE2, Victor Bravo, net control.
Mike 7, Hotel Yankee, Florida. Mike 7, Hotel Yankee, Florida.
QSL, Mike 7, Hotel Yankee, Florida. Ray, go ahead, it's your turn.
Good morning and good afternoon to everybody. I have a couple of radios. One is the Yaesu FT-757DX, probably about 40, 45, 50 years old. I had it serviced recently, and I have been using it this year. The other radio is an FT-290, which is a 2-meter radio. So both good radios. Same that the 290 is no longer running, but the 757 is still going strong. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. Mike 7, Hotel Yankee Fox V2, Victor Bravo. Was yours 757GX or GX2? Because there was two. There's been two models of that 757, the GX and GX2. Go ahead.
It's the early one. It's not the two. The two looks quite a nice radio, I have to say. But no, this is just the original one, the GX. And it's still in use. It did need a bit of work recently, but I have been using it. And I can't see myself ever getting rid of it because it's such a great radio. Back to you.
QSL Ray M7HYF V2 Victor Breville. I knew both of them. I had both of them way back in the past, and very similar to the ICOM 730, IC 730 in terms of size. It's a compact radio, but display was more interesting on the Yaesu than the ICOM one back then. Thanks for checking in. We have actually 60 stations that checked in today. We have 2 minutes left before some of the links of this net begins to close. So do we have any more station that would like to check in our net today? This is the TransCanada net. Please come now one at a time with your call sign phonetically. VE2, Victor Bravo is your net control.
Victor Echo 6, Japan, Mexico, Bravo, VE6, Juliet, Mike, Bravo.
Victor Echo 6, Juliet, Mike, Bravo. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Getting a little snow here in Fort McLeod here in southern Alberta today. Not a lot. It's not covering the roads or sidewalks or anything. A little dusting on the grass. We need the moisture down here anyhow. It was raining, but the temperatures dropped. I don't know what the question of the day is. Other than that, enjoy the net every week, and no other traffic for net control.
Okay, well, we're almost at the end of the net there, Jim, but the question was, do you own any vintage amateur radio equipment? And if you do so, what is your favorite ones? We don't want a full list, but just one if you have one. And how often are you using it? How many times in a year do you use that radio? Go ahead.
Okay, I got an old ASU747GX in the original box. It's been gone over 3 years ago. I don't use it very often. It's more of a backup in case the main stuff goes down. But it's transistorized, no tubes. But we use it